The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Elections are exhausting, but for the victors, the grueling schedule doesn't stop on Election Day. They have mere days to spend time with their families, catch up on sleep, and thank big donors before being whisked to Washington to learn the ways of the town they just ran against. Orientation for newly elected lawmakers ranges from seemingly simple things, like how to cast a vote, or even find a restroom, to the serious, like, say, avoiding jail time. Don Beyer, the incoming freshman from the 8th District, says Washington is strikingly different than Richmond.
It is very different, but it's fun and interesting. And the rules are so different, for example, from the Virginia Senate. And even though they both cite Thomas Jefferson's rules, but still, very different process.
Beyer, a Democrat, used to be lieutenant governor of Virginia.
Well, one of the biggest things is that I've not been in a real debate here yet, but I understand that people come and vote and leave. And most individual presentations are limited to a minute or sometimes 5 minutes. And so you don't get, 435 members in their seats listening to people to debate and having it change their mind, as opposed to the Virginia Senate or the Virginia House, where the debate is a huge part of how legislation moves forward.
After David Brad upset former Majority Leader Eric Cantor in the GOP primary, Cantor resigned to give Brad a leg up over other incoming freshmen. Because it was a special election, Brad has now been sworn in. That means he's going to orientation meetings and casting votes on the House floor.
And so, yeah, I mean, it's a lot to work on right out of the chute. But, yeah, I love it. It's great.
Brett, a professor, says he's been struck by some of the rules he's had to learn on the fly.
Oh, I think just all of the ethics rules it's surprising how complex they are. They're fairly well thought through. And so you've got to just there's all these pieces you got to keep separate, right? The official side, the campaign side. And so there's a lot of new, it's a whole new world. You got to sort through all the rules and do the right thing.
Incoming Northern Virginia Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock says it's been a whirlwind to go from the campaign trail to the Capitol's marble halls. She worked on the Hill for the man she's replacing, Republican Congressman Frank Wolf. But she says it's totally different to go from being a staffer to a lawmaker.
Well, it's still as I'll do as a member, so you have lots to learn. So listening, learning, and figuring it all out.
Incoming freshmen now have to hire up to 18 new staffers and set up their offices while learning the ropes. Comstock says it's never ending.
It's a lot about a lot of logistics, setting up our district office, setting up our office here in Washington, and a lot of the technical things, picking out our office.
Freshman lawmakers are the new kids on the block in Congress, a body where seniority matters. They learned that in the office lottery, where there were 57 open offices. Comstock, along with other fellow freshmen, were all hoping to draw number one. Things don't always turn out as one hopes, though.
Ms. Comstock drew number 57.
Comstock is taking it in stride.
Sun last, yes. It's great to be here. Any office is great.
Comstock says she's following in the footsteps of a fellow Virginia Republican.
It's a Virginia tradition. Robert Hurt got it back in 2010.
Beyer fared a little better with office number 36. But freshman Congressman Brad is sitting pretty. He won a special election, so he was moved ahead of the 57 others in picking offices. That gives at least one new Virginia lawmaker a leg up in Washington. I'm Matt Laszlo.